This morning I'm here with Mary Kennedy outside the church restaurant in Jervis Street. Mary, what's your involvement here today? You've been invited along, obviously.
Yes, I met Father Michael McCullough, at the convention for Soul Waves earlier in the year, and we were chatting, and he was telling me about the work he does in Ethiopia, and I'd been to Ethiopia, so we had a good long chat, and then he contacted me afterwards and said that they were going to do this motorcycle. I actually thought it was push bikes. It was only when I arrived here this morning I realized they were motorbikes. Anyway, a cycle around Ireland to raise money for his project in Ethiopia. And he said, if you're around, would you come and just give us a wave the hanky and send them off and say Godspeed. So, I just put it in the diary, and I'm delighted that I was able to come here.
Brilliant. And what's how long have you known Father Michael?
Since the convention in May. And I haven't met him since, but he's been in touch with the emails and the text. Yeah, but he's a lovely man, and, he's just so warm and so genuine and such a hard worker. And when he was telling me about the work that he'd been doing in Ethiopia, you know, which he started on his own in 2002, and, you know, the difference it's made to the lives of the people that he's touched, it's great.
Good. And you're gonna wave off the guys in the bikes, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're going off on their vintage bikes. I hope they don't break down. I hope they have a support team. But I think they'll have great fun along the way as well. And they're going to meet up with other vintage motorcyclists. I'm talking about the bikes now, not the men. But the men are a bit vintage as well.
good vintage, right?
Like wine, you know, they get better with age. And they'll meet up with cyclists along the way, and then they will also fundraise along the way. They'll have their buckets. But it's also about raising awareness, and I think that's important as well.
Are you going to be at the finish line?
That's in Donegal. No, actually, I think I'll actually be judging the Rose of Tralee when they come into Donegal, but they'll be in my thoughts.
Okay, thanks very much, Mary.
What we're doing is we're going around the country, going to all the places where our volunteers came from. So Enniscorthy, we had a mother and daughter went from there. Our first two volunteers went from Cork, 2002. And that's how it started, just sent two people out to Ethiopia. And then going on to Limerick, and we had two volunteers from Ennis actually went. They've been going out every year working with street children. Then on to Galway, we have a support group there, going to Spittle. And then up to Sligo, Kathleen Conlon, she goes out every year, and she's a retired teacher now. And she does great work there with children as well. Then back onto Donegal.
And you like the bikes?
Yeah, I'm on this bike since 74, probably on a bike since 66. It's an old vintage bike, like myself. Veteran bike, vintage, but veteran.
A good vintage, though, I'm sure.
Ah, good vintage, thanks very much, yeah. But this is a nice, I think it picks up the theme of the gathering this year. And I'll be seeing masses in different places as well. And as I said in there, just in a little speech, it's a circle of friends. That's what we're doing, you know. And I think community is first. We used to do that in the Eucharist and say, listen, the Lord is present in the same way before, during, and after the celebration of the Eucharistic event at the altar. So it'll be that sense of goodness in the Lord present.
It's interesting that this is happening now after the Pope welcomed the Harley Davidson Club into the Vatican, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. I wonder if you ever hear of Heinkel, you know, but yeah, that's right. And there's a great bonding and a great friendship. Yeah, it's nice to see that, yeah.
And it's community unto itself, it's community within itself, isn't it, really, that so many people have taken to these bikes. And
yeah, I see that. Anywhere I stop on that old bike, people will stop and talk to me, even fellas road taxi drivers especially, they'll roll down the window and say, how are you doing, and how's it going, and even in London, a guy in an Aston Martin one time, there's a bonding and a friendship, and probably looking out for each other too. It's like sailors, you know, it's a dangerous activities sometimes, so you don't want anything to happen to anybody.
You know? Have you come off ever?
I came off one time going through the Phoenix Park. There were two deer very much in love, one following the other. I happened to come between them. I went flying for a little, but I just thought going through the air, I said, I'm not going to die, and I did it, obviously, and that was all. Another very tiny, just one day that I was stopped or break very suddenly. There was a slate under the front wheel, fell off a car or something, but that was all, just tiny.
You were okay afterwards?
All right, yeah, no trouble. I carried on to what I was doing, yeah.
Any damage to the ankle?
That's what I'd be worried about. There was damage the first time in the Phoenix Park, 77. That's a long time ago. It's the same bike I have since 74.
Wow, okay. Thanks very much, Father Michael.
Thank you, Con. Thank you.
So here I am joined with
Kathleen Conlon from Sligo.
And Kathleen is going, you're a retired school teacher?
That's right, yes. I just retired in October 2012.
Very good, congratulations.
Thank you. So then in April of this year, I went to Ethiopia with another retired teacher from Dublin, Vincent Conway. And this would be our... For Vincent, I think it would be his third trip, and for me, my fifth trip to Ethiopia.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So up to that, I would have gone during the summer, doing summer projects. But this year, it was an opportunity for us to work with teachers as well as with children. Right. So this we did in, as I said, in April of this year, April and a bit of May.
So you're training the teachers, is it?
The idea would be, on this occasion, we were supporting the teachers and maybe introducing, you know, certain... I suppose maybe more useful methods in terms of interacting with the children, and but you have to be very sensitive about that, because you know, people in different countries have their own ways of doing things. So it really was about, you know, doing things that would make it more effective, and they were delighted with our involvement, and they embraced it. And their biggest complaint when we were leaving was that we didn't stay long enough. So it's all...
That's a good complaint, isn't it?
So it's really about getting more volunteers involved, and particularly during term time. We didn't realise, the impact that might have been, and they really want, you know, volunteers to come out during school time and maybe to work with them in their practice, in the classrooms, and maybe to run certain workshops, particularly in the area of... literacy, developing language, because in Ethiopia all second level education is through English, and if the children in primary schools don't pass an exam at the end of primary school, they can't get into secondary school, so they're destined to a life on the streets.
So you're teaching primary level, is
it? It's at primary level. It's really at the higher end of primary level, but really the intervention needs to start at the lower end, because the standard of English among the teachers needs support as well. So the idea of helping the teachers, and that might help more children.
So do you bring out other teachers with you?
Well, there was just two of us went at Easter, but I'm delighted that there are a number of young teachers going out now during term time next year. Some of them are taking career breaks, and some of them just haven't got jobs here in Ireland, and they're going to give maybe 3 months of their time working in a teacher training college down in Wolaita, in the southern part of Ethiopia. It's a Montessori teacher training. So, and that's where the real change will take place. So we are so delighted that that's happening, and hopefully we ourselves will go back, you know, at some stage in 2014.
Kathleen, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
You're very welcome.
Four, three, two, one. Ah!